Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
And indeed, exactly as Mary said, we are in the constituency of Tipperary in Thurles, right in the main square, just before the 5 o'clock rush when things will get a little bit busier. There comes a point in most general election campaigns where the policy and vision stuff tends to get binned and the parties start appealing to our bottom lines. And Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, People Before Profit, all except Labour and the Green Party have offered reductions in universal social charge or income tax. But obviously what you give back with one hand you must take with the other in the form of public services that will be denied. So to borrow a phrase from Enda Kenny, which is more important to Paddy? 50 quid a month in his wallet or better housing, public transport and hospitals? Barry Denehan has been taking soundings in some of the less well-off parts of the constituency. What have you been hearing, Barry?
You know, across the constituency, Philip, there are issues with regards health over South Tip General Hospital and the hospital in Nina as well. Calls for a greater Garda presence, in particular in Clonmel and Carrick. On sure, issues around rural roads and issues too with regards economic investment. I started the day off in Tipperary Town, where people, a march for Tip people, took to the streets calling for a government task force to revitalise the economic fortunes of that town. That investment, that task force, now in the offing, but what other services are needed for places like Tipperary Town and indeed across the constituency, and what do people want out of this election? I first spoke with Martin Quinn, a community activist in Tipperary Town.
I'm asking that there would be, I suppose, a concentrated effort to bring investment into town. One of the things that concerns me is that we don't have enough jobs. You know, that is the key thing. It's the key thing that's coming out all the time is jobs for Tipperary Town.
Empty shop fronts still blight the streetscape here.
Yes, they do. If we bring industry into the town, and I think we can look at industry in different ways. We can look at maybe smaller startups, you know, of 50 to 100 people.
Lots of talk in this election about giving people an extra, maybe a fiver in the pocket, but for people in Tipperary, perhaps investment in services is something that would take urgent priority, and particular health services, you think?
We're in an area, I suppose, we're very close to Cashel. Cashel is only 12 miles away. Our nearest hospital then is South Tipperary General in Clonmel. I'm a stroke survivor, so I've gone through the mill in relation to health services. I've been on the trolleys. I've been denied access to a stroke unit. I think there would be great concern here that Cashel Hospital, which is fully fitted out, remains closed. For mental health particularly, there is huge concern here in this town about mental health services. I have engaged with the mental health services on a voluntary basis with different organisations. So I know firsthand of people that have difficulties getting access to the services following the closure of St Michael's in Clonmel. I mean, the nearest hospital is in Kilkenny.
Is rural crime, for instance, still an issue?
Yes, it is. And we want to see more Gardaí on the beat. I suppose that would be one of the key things in towns and villages. That's something that I think the government have to look seriously at.
Has Tipperary as a county suffered, perhaps, by not having an influence at the cabinet table and no TD representing the main government party?
Tipperary would be considered by people here as being the forgotten town. We haven't had anybody around the government, around the cabinet table. You know, we need somebody for this area, you know, whether they're a member of a government or supporting a government or whatever, but we need somebody that's there to support Tipperary and to fight the cause for this town. For too long, Tipperary has been neglected and it has been put on the back burner.
Martin Quinn in Tipperary Town, also former president of Muintir na Tíre, next to the rural village of Killinall, where the local GP is Dr. Lucia Gannon.
A lot of good news at the moment for general practice and even for rural general practice. There's a lot of investment promised. There is a new deal has been done recently. There will be a lot more money put into rural practices as well as the urban deprived practices. But there are still lots and lots of challenges as well, and some things that are not so good. And around the country at the moment, there's about 22 GMS vacancies all around the country. And while that may not seem a lot, for every one of those doctors. A lot of other services have been taken away from those patients as well, because they don't have a GP to coordinate services.
And what is the situation in terms of any potential shortage in Tipperary? I know you're in Killinall, but are other villages struggling?
In Tipperary was fairly badly hit over the last... So there was a GP in practice in Gertnahoo, where the practice was advertised for a good few times. Then the GP came back and did his... Even though he was well over retirement age, came back and worked his own locum. And now a solution has been found whereby a town practice comes out and provides some services to that community. But again, the heart of that community is gone. There is no GP in that community. There's nobody there that they can say, that's my GP, and I'll be going to them in 20 years' time when I get sick or whatever happens.
Prospective electoral candidates, what could they offer rural GPs and the sector in terms of investment? What more could they offer?
Instead of focusing on delivering free healthcare, which sounds great, and I mean, who wouldn't want it, they could focus on providing affordable healthcare for people. But there are lots of people I see every day who are on the fringes, who will off the borders of the limits for medical cards, and they need to come regularly to see their GP, but they cannot because they cannot afford it.
Your surgery in Killinall often chock-a-block 15, 16 patients a morning maybe. What sort of pressure then, or what knock-on pressure could that have for the other medical services in the constituency? I'm thinking perhaps of South Tip General Hospital or the hospital in Nina.
When I say to somebody, as I did this morning, I said, I need to send you into hospital, they literally hold on to the chair and say, no, I don't want to go in there. I was in there with my father. I was in there before Christmas. It's have you been in there recently, doctor? Do you know what it's like? That's the biggest issue. So we're trying to keep people out of hospital just to be humane, which sounds awful, but it's the way it is.
Mary Dorn was the 2019 Tipperary Carer of the Year from near Clonmel. She cares for her uncle and 80-year-old mother, and she feels carer considerations should be given greater provenance in this election.
Carers only get less than 90 cents an hour to provide 24-hour care. Even once you receive that payment, there is very little supports for the carer themselves. Very little or limited access to respite. If my mum or my uncle needed respite, a lot of times the best way to get it would be if they presented an A&E. The community-based respite is very difficult. You can't get respite in your own home, which is also a challenge, because most older people who are being cared for by a loved one would prefer to stay at home.
Lots of talk in this election about tax cuts for everyone. Is there enough talk for you in terms of investment for carers?
There's actually very little talk about it. There's a lot of talk about the Sláinte care and primary care, but primary care begins in the home. As a carer, you know, I'm doing a job every day, and I suppose if you expect somebody to perform a job whereby they're only getting 90 cents an hour, best case scenario, they get no entitlement to respite. The Carers Association are now looking for 20 days a year where the government will commit to giving respite.
Mary Doran talking to Barry there. So summing that up, this is a constituency where the best way to get care and attention is to go to A&E, and the doctors are actually hesitating before sending their patients to the hospital. What way is all of that going to affect the current political lie of the land? It's a 5-seat constituency. We have 3 independents, 1 Labour and 1 Fianna Fáil currently. Barry, which of the two independents that are vying for poll topping at the moment is actually going to get it? Matty McGrath or Michael Lowry?
Yeah, well, for only the second time since 1944, Tipperary is amalgamated as one constituency. Michael Lowry, Jean Poole Fine Gael, Matty McGrath, Jean Poole Fianna Fáil. If you speak to Michael Lowry, Matty McGrath will top the poll. If you speak to Matty McGrath, Michael Lowry will top the poll. Lowry got it last time. He's topped the poll every election he stood in since 1997. But the local observers say that the former All-Ireland set dancing champion Matty McGrath may top the poll this time. He took 14.5% 4 years ago.
Something which they always regard as a poisoned chalice. Fianna Fáil running 3 candidates. How does that make the sitting Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill feel?
Well, Cahill is regarded as safe in this constituency. He took 9.5% in third place in 2016 and is being tipped locally, perhaps, as a potential junior minister should Fianna Fáil get into power. A former president of of the ICMSA and should pull a big vote from the farming community. His running mates are Imelda Goldsborough and Sandra Farrell. Fianna Fáil does feel it has an outside chance of a second seat here, but Goldsborough is based out of Ballingarry, while Sandra Farrell is a former Labour councillor and a former mayor of Neenah, which should make things rather spicy with Labour's Alan Kelly.
Yes, speaking of Alan Kelly, are we going to be treated to the sight of another fist-clenched, vein-popping, neck-strained election victory photograph?
Well, Kelly is severely hampered in this election by a constituency redraw. He'll lose 1,000 votes, with parts of Newport going into Limerick, which is the only part of Tipperary to have a sitting Labour councillor. However, his profile has grown since the last election. His brother was the sponsor of the All-Ireland winning hurling Tipperary team last year. That will help too. And Vicky Phelan and the Tip hurling manager, Liam Sheedy, launched his campaign on Saturday, where there was bullish talk of Kelly becoming the next Minister for Health. Adding spice further to the North Tipperary battle is the president of Strong Independent candidate Joe Hannigan, who could pull votes from the southern end of the constituency as well, owing to his roots in Tipperary football.
So, at the moment you're calling it as 2 independents, 1 Fianna Fáil, 1 Labour. Seamus Healy independent and Fine Gael for this 5th seat. Which of them do you think?
Well, Seamus Healy, his political obituary has been written many times since he was first elected in this constituency in a by-election in 2000. Based in Clonmel, he represents the Workers and Unemployed Action Group. Fine Gael split a quota here between its candidates in 2016, and internal polling suggests it could be likely to do the same again. Its candidates, Mary Newman Julian, the sister of Kate O'Connell, the Dublin Bay South TD, and Councillor Garrett Ahern. Miss Newman Julian is put forward by party headquarters as the more likely victor. Ahern is favoured by the bookmakers. And Fine Gael internal research, it shows that Fine Gael will need a national poll rating of 30% in order to guarantee a seat here. And at the moment, the suggestions are it's dicing with danger and could once again be left with nothing.
Barry, thank you very much. Many of the names that you've just heard there will be joining us just after 5:30 for a candidate debate. Do join us then.